This is the Seabed Daily Text. The hell of a predictable situation versus the joy of an unpredictable one. Acts 7, 37 to 43. This is the Moses who told the Israelites, God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your own people. He was in the assembly in the wilderness with the angel who spoke to him on Mount Sinai and with our ancestors, and he received living words to pass on to us. But our ancestors refused to obey him. Instead, they rejected him and in their hearts turned back to Egypt. They told Aaron, make us gods who will go before us. As for this fellow Moses who led us out of Egypt, we don't know what has happened to him. That was the time they made an idol in the form of a calf. They brought sacrifices to it and reveled in what their own hands had made. But God turned away from them and gave them over to the worship of the sun, moon, and stars. This agrees with what was written in the book of the prophets. Did you bring me sacrifices and offerings 40 years in the wilderness, people of Israel? You have taken up the tabernacle of Molech and the star of your god Rephan, the idols you made to worship. Therefore, I will send you into exile beyond Babylon. Consider this. I remember once in my law school years, we sat mired neck deep in Article 3 of the Uniform Commercial Code. The professor rolled on at 90 miles an hour through seemingly endless permutations of commercial transactions and secured liens, and on and on. All these laws work together, precise in their particularity, with the force of an impenetrable logic. All of a sudden, the professor brought his lecture to a screeching halt. After a long pause, he put the legal code on the table in front of him and spoke these words I will forever remember. In law, as in life, a single page of history is worth more than 5,000 pages of logic. Something clicked, and in that moment, a clarity came over me concerning the power of precedent. No matter how predictable the law may be, people will always be unpredictable. At the same time, no matter how unpredictable people may be, the one certainty is they will break the law. At this point in the story, I think Stephen essentially says something to this effect. The best predictor of future performance is the precedent of past performance. Stephen does not appeal to logic here. He gives them a page out of their history. Stephen appeals to the history he shared with his hearers when he says, "Our ancestors." He reminds them of what happened in the wilderness when they rejected God and turned in their hearts back to Egypt. He reminded them of how the golden calf led them all the way to the exile of Babylon. Stephen appeals to them, "Can we please not repeat the past again?" Although in his mind, he knows how this one is going to go. So what's the bottom line here? I know it seems like I am a binary kind of guy. You know, two choices. But it's hard to argue with Scripture. In life, we get two choices. Worship or idolatry. And truth be told, idolatry is worship, just of the wrong God. Worship of the true and living God happens when we vulnerably trust in the certainty of God for the unpredictability of the future. Idolatry happens when we seize control of the present scenario and attempt to manipulate it to the end of the future we think is best. We crave a certain outcome when all we need is the certainty of God. But to have the certainty of God requires we risk the vulnerability of trust. That's what faith is. My friend and mentor, Maxie Dunham, puts it this way. Most people prefer the hell of a predictable situation rather than risk the joy of an unpredictable one. Think about that today. Ask yourself some harder questions this week, like, where is my security rooted? What am I trusting? Abilities? Wealth? Connections? Jesus? Remember, their history is our history. Without decisive action to break the cycle of the precedent of history, we relegate ourselves to repeat it. I'll issue what I call a challenge by choice today. Put more money in the offering plate this week at church than you think you can afford. No pressure, no shame if you don't. Consider it a golden opportunity of faith. The prayer, "Come Holy Spirit." The question, do you tend to be a person who vulnerably trusts that God is controlling your life and future? Or do you tend toward needing to be in control of your life and future yourself? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt. Yeah, you probably are wondering, where in the world am I tonight? I am deep in southeast Arkansas, at my family's home in the near the Arkansas River, outside of Dumas, Arkansas. You're hearing the crickets and the frogs, and there's a massive cat at my feet. And then you've heard the loud pipes on the truck in the background. We have a very low cell signal out here, so I had to come outside to do this recording for today's Daily Text, tomorrow's Daily Text. Anyway, that's the story. And appreciate getting to share this with you all. Bye for now.